Our freedom in Christ doesn't mean that we shouldn't do everything we can to say no to sin. It would be foolish to let sin run rampant in our body while waiting for change to happen within our heart. Rather, these principles work hand in hand with each other. Only when we renounce sin in our flesh and then couple it with the pursuit of healing and change in our heart do we stand a chance of genuine transformation. God hates sin because of its destructive power in people's lives. A fungus on a tree doesn't simply live its life innocently on the bark. It feeds on the tree, invading it within and draining the life right out of it. This is precisely what sin does in people. Sin's festering presence has the invasive power to bring about death, robbing God of the lives He holds so precious and for which He has created such wonderful purpose.